447 here on the Afternoon News Service. I want to talk to you about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center locations, five of them, St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber, and they're online at sticksandstuff.com. The guy who's helping run things up there is our friend Kyle. Kyle, what's up on this Monday?
Oh, I'm looking outside of my shop at all this lovely snow. I guess I could take it or leave it depending on the day. But if we're going to have Christmas, we may as well have a white Christmas.
Yeah, we may as well have a white Christmas. We got about 6 inches where I'm at, in some parts of the state I know got more. And with that snow comes shoveling, and with shoveling and snow blowing comes some snowy residue left behind, and that eventually turns to ice when it's freezing out, and now we need something to melt that ice.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of options, and there's pluses and minuses to all of them. You know, there's your basic sodium chloride, which is everybody knows it as rock salt. That's normally the cheapest way to go. You can normally get that for like $6 for a 50-pound bag. Bad things about rock salt is it's not good on concrete. It's not good on shrubs or lawns. It can damage those, and it actually stops working a little below 32 degrees. So you really need to have some sunshine out in order for the rock salt to work. If it's colder or you have like a lot heavier ice, you can use a potassium chloride or a calcium chloride. For the most part, those come in little white pellet form, and you can sprinkle them out. You can get them in bags, you can get them in shaker jugs, but those work down around 0 degrees. So those would be better options if you had some real heavy ice. But the secret with that is that once it starts to melt, you should go out and try to chip it up and move it, because otherwise the slush is just going to freeze again and you're going to be right back where you started.
I remember using sand growing up at times. Does that not happen anymore?
No, people still use sand, and actually a lot of the old-time Vermonters that I know actually use the ash from their wood stoves. Huh. They spread that on their driveways, and it adds traction, and then when the sun hits it, since it's a darker color, it chews right through the ice and snow. It works pretty well. But if you are going to use sand, there's a couple different things that you're going to want to look at. You can use a regular all-purpose sand, which is generally the cheaper option. But most of the time we suggest the tube sand. It comes in like a big yellow nylon tube. You can use it for weight in the back of your vehicle, and it's actually marketed as traction sand. So it has some bigger aggregate in it, and a lot of the sand in there is actually flat instead of round. So when you spread it, it won't just blow off your driveway.
And remember, as human beings, we are beholden to our pets. So what of these options you've given me is pet-friendly salt, which I hear a lot about.
Yeah, so the sodium, the potassium, and the calcium chloride definitely aren't in the realm of pet-safe salt. We do offer a pet-safe salt, which is generally a green or a blue pellet, similar to the other chlorides, but it's actually alcohol-based, not salt-based. So that is the safest to use on any kind of composite decking, concrete work, or anywhere where your little furry creatures are going to be running around, because it won't hurt their paws since it's alcohol-based.
Oh, well, that's excellent to know as well. We're talking to Kyle from Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. And, a lot of Vermonters right now probably got a lot of snow on their roofs. What's the best way to attack that?
Best way to attack that is with someone else's neighbor's child in a ladder.
Yeah.
Roof rakes, we've got them stocked. We've got some that are collapsible, so they're telescopic, so all the handles kind of slide together. And then we have the classic roof rakes where you kind of stick them together like big tent poles. But that's the safest and easiest way to get the snow off the roof. And the most important area to get it off of is right at the edge of the roof, so that ice dams don't build up and it doesn't go underneath your shingles. For the most part, you don't have to worry about cleaning off your whole roof, probably just the first 5 or 6 feet.
Well, Kyle, I know that I guarantee you someone in their car is going to listen to this and they're going to say, yep, that's me. Now that it's December 20th, we just had the weekend before Christmas. Everybody used yesterday as the time to wrap their presents. So you got partner A and partner B who wrapped presents in individual rooms. They bring out all their gifts. They put them under the tree. And partner A realizes, oh, my God, partner B bought way more for me than I got for them. And now I'm stressing here because I got to go get a couple more things to even the score. Gift card might be a great way to do that.
Yep, we've got a lot of gift cards. They've been flying out the door. I actually had 2 or 3 calls today for people that don't live in the state, but they wanted to send them to their relatives. So we actually did the transaction over the phone, and then we shipped them out through the office, through the post office. So it's working out well.
Well, very cool there. Again, somebody in their car that absolutely just was like, yep, That's me. They got way more for me than I got for them, and now they're scrambling. So you're helping save a relationship, Kyle. So there you go. So,
well, the gift of a roof rake.
There you go. The gift of a roof rake, the gift of a gift card, the gift of a Milwaukee or DeWalt toolkit, whatever you want. So sticks and stuff.
Absolutely.
Sticksandstuff.com, Swanton Lumber as well, St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. And go online and check them out. Kyle, have a great holiday. We will talk to you on Monday.
All right, guys. Thanks. And everybody enjoy your holiday. Be safe. Stay warm.
All right. There he goes. Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff.